Good evening. We're on Daf Yom Aleph on the base at the bottom of the page. We just finished a Mishnah that said, fifth parak, first Mishnah, said that if you have some grain that you threw down on the floor, we give you a knas, and we say that all the grain that's touching the floor goes to the aniyim as a knas. So the Gemara is going to make a comment about this knas. Joey, come on in. Have a seat. We could share. Rav Imi b'shem Rav Shem ben Lachish. So Rav Imi said the name of Rav Shem ben Lachish. That what? The Beis Shammai he. That this Mishnah must be coming out like Beis Shammai. Right? Let's do a little bit of Marifold inside. We haven't done that in a while. I don't know why. I kind of fell off of it. And we're getting done like in only 15, 20 minutes. So let's do a little bit inside. So it'll take a little longer. What do you think? Mm-hmm. It says in the Mishnah that everything that's touching the ground belongs to the aniyim, and therefore, since it's has a halacha like leket, it'll be torment on miser. It'll be potter from miser. Kedin leket. That has to come out like beishamai, the sphere lahu, hefker aniyim levanai, have a hefker. So, in other words, he's saying like this: listen, the Bezdin is giving him a knas. And we're saying that all the tefuah that's facing the ground belongs to the aniyim, and it's going to be obviously potter from trumas and maaseres. So then, what happened to what? How could that be? If medina d'oraisa, some of that belongs to me. Let's say I'm the baal bas. It belongs to me, and it's chayim and trumas and maaseres. So how is it that we're giving it to the aniyim, and we're saying it's potter? Must be it's coming out like Beis Shammai, who holds that it's hefker, and therefore it's hefker laniyim. They hold hefker laniyim is also hefker.
Why is that knas? How is it negatively absorbed by the baal bas?
What do you mean?
He loses
his tefuah that's touching the ground.
Plus
the
mitzvah.
Yeah. So avol beis hillel, the marfolder continues, but beis hillel holds. Dein hefker achi hefker laniyim lashirim kishmita. It has to be completely hefker. Lo beis hillel gam yitzrach lita laniyim mishum knas. Beis hillel agrees. You have to give it als knas. Avol laniyim tzrichim la'asron tchila. But the laniyim are going to have to take ma'aser first. Umidol apir shmasin shiyasu laniyim k'moy la'el gavol lekat shukul peya the nachri. Before, when it came to the lekat shukul nachri, it said that you have to take ma'aseres because he's potter from the mitzvahs, and therefore anything you take the Torah, like a Shekhopeya, is Chayiv and Maestras. So it doesn't say that over here in our Mishnah. Well, it's missing, right? So that's the Gemara. It's Beis Shammai, the Beis Shammai, I'm a Hefker, Laniyim, Hefker. But according to Beis Hillel, there's some words missing here, I believe. Look at the Shinei Nischos, the E ke Beis Hillel. Because if it would come out like Beis Hillel, Aniyim Ma'asrin Va'eichon, the Aniyim would have to take off Maestras and then eat it. You see? There's some missing words there. Okay. Omale Reb Yasa Shamanu Shu Patami Maisus, that we have a Shamanu was like we have a tradition. I don't know what that means, a tradition. What does it mean, a tradition? Well, you're hardly audible, Stewie. That happened yesterday also. Speak louder. Nope. Can barely hear you. How about you know, Tzvi, let's just test something. Tzvi, why don't you say something?
Good morning.
Yeah, so his good morning was a little louder. Okay. Okay.
Wherever they are,
I hope
it's morning.
Yeah, well, all right. Okay. So he has a tradition that it's part of from Isis, that it's according to everybody, even according to Beis Hillel. Shehefker besen hefker, and the answer is why? Even Beis Hillel, who holds hefker laniyim, lo have a hefker, but over here it's not the Baal Bayis who's making it hefker. Bezdin is making it hefker. When Bezdin makes it hefker, it's a different getter. Okay, there, even if it's only directed at the aniyim, apparently that makes a difference, right? Why is there a difference? I'm not sure.
Therefore, they wouldn't be chayiv maaser.
Right. Exactly, because it's hefker. As long as it's hefker, you've crossed the bar of not requiring maaseres. The question is, what's the difference between whether hefker is bezdin or hefker is from me? So the answer is, I think there's a lumdus over here. I think they speak it out over here in six.
Number six.
What I wanted to ask before was,
sure.
What's it sad to say that anything that's hepker should be subject to maestro? So, I mean, what am I missing? The other tzad.
Anything that's hefker?
Yeah, why should I say it should be subject to maestro?
It's not, according to Beis Hillel, if it's only hefker lanim, it's not hefker.
I know, but 1 second, there's machlokes. The question is, why should it be? I'm just fundamentally, what am I missing?
I'm not really getting the question. If it is, listen, hold on. If it is hefker, it's pater from maestros because it's the Levi has a chelik of an achla. If it's not hefker, then it's chayv and maestros. So what's the problem? Beishamai holds it is hefker.
Hefker. And therefore, it's still. Everybody holds that it's hefker. I thought it was machlaikas. That's okay.
It's a machlaikas. You're right. It is a machlaikas. Whether hefker l'anim is hefker. According to Beis Hillel, it's not hefker. And therefore, you're chayv and maestros.
Because of
it's not hefker. It's my private tefuah that I'm giving the aniyim b'taras knas. They're going to have to take maestros from it, just like we said before in the Mishnah, by the nochi who gives voluntarily like a chikopeya, that we have to give maestros. Here too, you have to give maestros as well. And we even added the shinui gus nuschos. I don't know if you were on at the time. Ois aleph. It says the ikebeis hillel. Aniyam Asrin v'Oichlin. It says beferish that they have to give maestros. Okay? We're good, Stoy?
Okay.
Your time is up. Okay? But now we're trying to figure out what's the difference between Hefker Bes and Hefker, where we say, according to Beis Hillel, that even though it's going and directed towards the Aniyam, then we say that they're Pater for maestros. Mashenkin, if I were to be mafgrid for the Aniyam, it would still be Chai for maestros. What's the Chilak? Anybody want to try Sfara? So.
In one case, Beis Din is doing it, in the other case, an individual.
Why is that a machalik? Is that chiluk machaliku? So it could be the pshat is like this. The pshat is there's a shita I remember in the Dharma, I don't know if you remember, Vyasi, I think he said, that when I'm mafkir something, let's say I'm also Bahanoah, I ask you Bahanoah for me, right? And then I'm mafkir something, so Vyasi held that even though you normally could be Zoche from Hefker, but he doesn't allow it there because even if you're Zoche and Hefker, it came from me. It's the pshat is even though I make something Hefker, I still retain a certain connection to it as the original Baal. So, and I think that's the difference. When Beis Din makes something Hefker, you totally lose it. You, the Bailam, get completely cut off. So in the Mela, it's not yours at all. So therefore, it goes, and even though it's directed at the Aniyam, but that has a Shem Hefker. But when I do that, it's still connected to me, and therefore, and that might be a Chilek. All right, let's go on. Minayin Shehefker Beis Din Hefker. Now the Gemara is going to talk about a fundamental question. We keep saying, Chol HaTer, Chol HaShas, Hefker Beis Din Hefker. Where does this come from? Quotes of Pasuk, is it in Ezra? Where is it? Yeah, it's in Ezra.
What you mean is, how do they have the power to do this? Is
that what where do we know this from, that there's such a concept? Gemara quotes this pasuk. V'chol asher lo yavo l'shalishas hayamim ka'atzas hasorim hazkenim yocharam kol ruchusho. So he says in the bottom here that he wanted them to get rid of their non-Jewish wives that they had taken after returning to the land of Israel. So Ezra and the Anshei Hasagdol, they called out that all the returning exiles should gather in Yerushalayim within 3 days or suffer forfeiture of their property. So you see, the Anshei Knesset HaGdola had a koach to be machrim their property, meaning making the hefker. So you have a mukar in the pasuk for hefker bezin hefker. So minayin shu patur min ha-maisris. How do you know that it's patur from maisris, right? Meaning, how do you know that it's different than, like I said before, like that my own personal hefker would still be chayv and maestros if it was hefker l'aniyam. Masha Enkin, Beis Din's hefker apparently is of a different type, a different sug. I think that's the question.
We just said that was my focus, right, between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel.
we just said no. That was the first shita. When it says Amalei Rabbi Yossi says Shamanu, we have a tradition that everybody holds as Patra. Even Beis Hillel will be maskim because it's different here because it's Hefker Bezin. And Hefker Bezin is a different type of a Hefker. And then we tried to explain what that chiluk was. Now, how do you know we brought a raya from the Pasuk in Ezra that there is such a concept of Hefker Bezin? How do you know that it's Patra from Maisras? Okay. Okay. So let's see what it says. Rabbi Yonasan 42a2. Rabbi Yonasan b'ed Rabbi Yitzchak Baracha Shema lo min hado. We could learn it from this brisa. What's it talking about in this brisa? The brisa is talking about where they're discussing about making a leap year. So there are all kinds of rules about when you can make a leap year, when you can't make a leap year. By the way, I think we're coming up to a leap year, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Okay, 2 and 3.
What was that?
2 and 3 years. The second one in 3 years.
This coming year is a leap year, right? Yeah. This next coming year. Yeah, it's not. Oh well. So anyway, so Ema Abra and Es Hashono Lo Bashmiyas. You can't make an extra month of Adar in a Shemitah year, and Lo B'Motzai Shvius, nor in the year following the Shemitah year. So. Is it going to say the reason, or is it only in the bottom notes? In the bottom notes it explains it. In footnote 11, it says the reason they don't declare Shemitah a leap year is because we don't want to prolong the Isser of Malacha in the Sada. It's hard enough to go a whole year without working the fields. You're going to make it another month without working the fields. That's excessive, right? And the other thing is, no, one second, does he talk about the following year? The year, what about the year following?
That's what we're talking about.
No, I'm talking about, that was a Shemitah year. What about the year following Shemitah?
That's what 11 says, but the Gemara is going to deal with that.
Okay. That's right. I knew it was someplace. You know, the Novocaine is going into the brain. Bezmer. So it says, Eim Amar Sashon, Lo Shus Lo Mitzvah Shus, Eim Bruha, if Bezmer went ahead and mistakenly made it an Ibra Yari against the Din, so the rule is HaRezim Uberes, right? Very often we find that. Atam Afilu Shagin, Atam Afilu Mozidim, that we always say that whatever happens, happens, when, you know, even though they may not have followed the law. Now, B'chon HaShecha Shuhu Mosif, in the month that they added, right? Lo patuhu mimaisras. The Gemara is making an observation here. So they added this month, which they shouldn't have added. So that month is free, right? It's free for all. It's hefker. All the payers are hefker during that month, which they shouldn't have made hefker. So don't you see that Beis Din has a koyach through their declaration of making a Shemitah year, you see that they can make something Patra from Maisras. Right? That's what it says here. By virtue of its declaration of the leap year that affected the state of Hefker and the resulting exemption from Maisras. Shvach Araya, right? This is like a really Shvach Araya.
And then, is this true? I think last year was a Shemitah and it was an Ibra year.
No, last year was not an Ibra year. Not the Shemitah year. The Shemitah year was not an Ibra year.
Last year was Shemitah, correct? Last Rosh Hashanah till this past Rosh Hashanah.
That's correct.
Okay, that last year also was a leap year.
Was last year a leap year? Anybody want to tell me this?
Yes, last year was a leap year, and Mitzvah next year is also a leap year. Right.
So we're saying that this whole din is not true in our calendar, that we make a leap year in the Shemitah year, and we also make a leap year in the year following?
It's superseded by the fact
this is the way it falls out. I don't know. It's every 7 years, every 7 times 19 years. It's all according to the Cheshbon. I don't know if you can really come up.
Uh-huh.
That's a Rabbi Heber question.
All right. Well, let's see here. Yeah. So he brings here on the footnote A of Chazon Ish over here. He says it's like a Alam de Shazak. He says like this. He says although why should produce that the court declares hefker, why might it be subject to maestros? So he says the pshat is like this, that maybe Besen has a koach to abrogate my ownership over the peiros, but not to make the peiros hefker. In other words, what they're saying is, they can declare something, they're giving up sak basically on me. This peiros that you own, it's not yours anymore.
But it's not hefker.
But it's not hefker. So therefore, that the hefker of Besen might be subject to maestros. So that's why, because of that, so it's like, this is the Chazanish in footnote A. If so, produce declared ownerless by Besen would never be hefker in the true sense. It would merely be available for anyone to take like ownerless property. That's the Chazanish. It's a Meridik of Pshat. Yeah. So that's why the Gemara wanted a confirmation that if Besen makes it hefker, then it's indeed potter from Meisters. So that's why we're bringing this raya from the Shemitah year, and it's taka potter from Meisters. The reason why I think it's very... all right, fine. Well, let's leave it at that, fine. 14 is going to be different things. Okay, let's keep going. Now, Ankedain Shvias. So we understand why we don't declare Shemitah, why we don't declare the Shemitah year and every year. Because it's going to be excess, you know, excess time not to be able to work the fields. But my time, Shvias, my time. Well, what's the reason? Avon shel Rabbi is a chadash. So this is what you mentioned before, that the problem of chadash. In other words, what's going to happen? What's chadash? Chadash is everything that grows before Pesach is asur until the back of the Omer on the second day of Pesach. If you're going to add another month of Adar, that's going to add another month of Isra of Chodesh. So we don't want that to happen. It's hard enough as it is. We've been waiting for a year and a half to eat something, right? So the Gemara says, "I'm Rav Avin Shlul the Rabbi, right? Rav Zeir B'shem Rav Avu Hadad Tamar Achal Hitter Rabbi Lahavi Yarek Mechutz Laretz La'aretz." That's before Rabbi was Matir bringing in greens from outside Eretz Yisrael. What happened was like this. There was a problem of the Tomas Eretz Ha'amim, right? If you have a clay or topsoil, whatever it is, coming from Chutz La'aretz, so we're afraid that there are going to be some bones mixed up in there from dead bodies, which we're well aware of when they go searching for missing people. They find all kinds of mitzias, which unfortunately were all too familiar with. So therefore, the Chacham were guys are talking on a whole Chutz La'aretz. So therefore, you can't bring dirt from Chutz La'aretz into Eretz Yisrael because you're being Marba Tum in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, what was one of the Eitzes during the Shemitah year, or even the Moitzei Shemitah year? You could bring vegetables from Chutz La'aretz and bring it into Eretz Yisrael. Well, that's fine if you could bring it with it would be on the roots of the vegetables, you'd have some dirt from Chutz La'aretz that it disqualified it. So, but once Rebbe went ahead and was moderate, because I think it was because people were starving. I think that's what happened. So once Rebbe was moderate, right? It says over here, when this restriction was in effect, there was a danger of food shortages in Shvias. Therefore, Sanhedrin would not prolong Shvias by declaring it a leap year. But once Rebbe was moderate, then already, that's the next page, okay? Chot mem beis amud beis, avol misha hita Rebbe, lahavi yarek mechutz la'aretz, he Shvias, he shnei shavua. Then once he's moderate, so then Shemitah year has the same rule as all the other years. That's why, I mean, this answers my question that we had about how do we just have last year every year? The answer is we're talking about post Rebbe being moderate, so therefore the Isser is no longer in effect, right? All right. Tony Einmar Res Hashana, Lobe Shvias, Lobe Moitzai Shvias, Lobe Shor Shnei Shavua.
It says Lobe
Moitzai Shvias? He adds the word. He adds that word here. different gear. Yeah, he changes the gersa. I'm always reading from the English side. Okay. We don't declare a leap year, not in the Shemitah year, not in Moitzoi Shvius, in the year after the Shemitah. El B'Shar Shnei Shavuot on the other years of the Shemitah cycle. V'Mibruha Reizu Mubaras. If you do it, then it is Mubar, like we just said. Amar Bona, Hadar Tamer, B'Yishana, Shohi Hashanim, Kisidron. This was true in the originally. Apparently, there was a change in the way produce grew. It used to be produce grew, and it ripened, and it was available in the winter. But subsequently, climate change or whatever, maybe because of our virus, I don't know why this changed. But there was some change, and now the wheat becomes available only in the summer. So that makes a big difference, because if you're worried about being matir food to be eaten, so it's understandable you don't want to make it a leap year, because all the wheat that grew before Pesach is now available to be eaten, and you have to have the omer as soon as possible. But if it's changed and the harvest is now pushed off to the summer, what's the difference? There's no wheat available now anyway. So because of that change, that's what he's saying. Very shayna that the years were kisidron, they were natural, it was winter grain in the winter. The not natural order, new crop does not ripen until the spring. So he motzei shvius, he shnar shnei shavuos, and then motzei shvius is like any other year, and you could make it an ibri yar, which explains why next year will be an ibri yar. Tone shor Rabbi Gamliel, ibruah b'motzei shvius miyad. It says the court of Rabbi Gamliel, they went ahead and they made it a shemitah year. So that's just a raya. That it's just a maisa shaya following the halacha that we just said, which the Yishami always does, as we mentioned many times. Okay, let's see over here. So the Gemara says, he tried to prove from the fact, we're going back on the previous raya that we just quoted. He tried to prove from the fact that we said that if Bezin goes ahead and declares the Shemitah year in Ibra Yor, that it's, you see that Hefker Bezin Hefker, Amar Rab Oven, no, Amen Adah, that's no Raya. Lesat Shmami no Klum, you don't see anything from that. The Pasuk says, Shamar Eskaidah Shah Aviv. Isn't that great that we're quoting this Pasuk today? Mm-hmm. That you have to be careful to make sure the Pesach comes out in the spring, right? So the Pasuk tells us, Shamrehu Shayavu Bechidusha, make sure that it comes in the moon's renewal in the month of Nisan. Basically, when necessary, it says over here, insert an extra month into the year to adjust to the cycle of the lunar months to the solar year, so the spring equinox will fall during the first 14 days of the lunar month of Nisan. So therefore, the Torah authorizes the court to declare the leap year. This authority pertains even in Shvius. In other words, it's not a Maisa Bezdin. You can't prove from here of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. This is something, it's a directive that the Torah gave them a kayak to do. So you don't see any rye from here. All right.
You see that you can make it every year in the Shemitah.
And you see, it says the rabbi is discouraged making the leap year, but if you did it, he did it, whatever. Correct. So now the Gemara is going to quote our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is, of course, what they say is, they say this really, this whole Gemara that we just said doesn't belong here in Pei altogether. It belongs in Shkolim. And what they did was they took that discussion that we just read, which is a Shkolim discussion, stuck it in here, and now they're going to quote the our Mishnah, which is quoted over there too, because it was mentioned, so they repeated it here. So, well, in a sense, we're getting a head start on Shkolim. Isn't that great? Vaida Amrada, but this teaching is of this principle is this Mishnah over here. Gadash Lelukva Tachtov. If you hadn't had any collection underneath the Paris, so we said that everything that touches the ground belongs to the Aniyim. Rabban B'Shem Shlokh Devei Shammai, and he said it was Be Shammai. It could be Sol Aniyim Asin Lo Eichlin. So Malay Rabbi Yosef Shamanu. Everybody holds that way. And from this din, basically, let's not going through the whole thing again. Basically, you see klar that Besdin has a kayak to make something hefker, and it's potter from Maestros. That's basically the bottom line over here. Okay. So are they bringing raya only from Beis Hillel or even according to Beis Shammai? I think it's according to Beis Hillel, no? Although Beis Hillel hold that ordinarily something declared hefker is not hefker, they agree here the grain touching the ground is hefker because hefker besen hefker. So you see from here that hefker besen hefker worse even the potter from Mishnah. Okay, good.
According to Beis
Shammai, you wouldn't have a raya because it's regular hefker. It's not a din in Bezdin. It might be a regular din of Hefker. So you don't have to, it's not germane to the discussion of Hefker Bezdin per se. I think it's only a raya according to Beis Hillel.
So are we learning it out from any specific pasuk?
No. We're learning the koyach of Hefker Bezdin Hefker from the pasuk in Ezra. And the fact that it's pasuk from Mishnah, we see from our Mishnah, that according to the Mahalach, that it comes out even according to Beis Hillel because of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. That's basically the last cup. This Kedei Nefila is going to be going to do that for tomorrow's daf. Okay? So we'll stop here. Membeis on Membeis.